Let's read together this morning Psalm 116. Psalm 116. The Word of God at Psalm 116. I love the Lord, because He hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and He helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. O Lord, truly I am Thy servant. I am Thy servant and the son of Thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to Thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. We read God's Word that far. It's the 15th verse that we meditate upon this morning. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, this past Thursday evening, a father, a grandfather, and an uncle to several of us in the congregation, Mr. Boomers, from our point of view, unexpectedly died. Not so long ago, a mother, actually a couple of mothers from our own congregation, Mrs. Camps and Mrs. Mulder, as well, died. All throughout the year, there are anniversaries of spouses' deaths, mothers' deaths, fathers' deaths, children's deaths. Throughout the year as well, not to the knowledge of everybody, but I'm sure of it, that husbands and wives have experienced the difficult situation of a miscarriage, a death in the womb. Beloved, a constant reality in our lives is the death of our loved ones. And at times you can look at those deaths and you can say, what do you say? Especially when they're unexpected, as it was this past Thursday night with Mr. Boomers. From our point of view, an unexpected death. And at times like those, you say to yourself, what do you say? What do you say? Beloved, we can be very thankful that we don't have to come up with the words to say at that time. Or any time someone dies that we love. We don't have to come up with those words because the words that we speak, very simply, are God's words. If it were up to us in the face of death to try to come up with words to bring comfort, to bring hope at that difficult time, we would have nothing because we can't say anything. But what we need to do this morning is hear what God says to us as His church and to all of us as His children. He says this to us, and this is the comfort that we have in the face of the death of our loved ones, as well as the confidence that we have when we face our own death. In the sight of God, precious is the death of His saints. Beloved, when Mr. Boomers died on Thursday night, when Mrs. Camps died a couple of months ago, when Mrs. Mulder died, when those babies died in your own womb as mothers sitting here this morning. At that moment, it was precious, valuable in the sight of our God. Beloved, that's a wonderful word of comfort that we can consider this morning. And may God do just that, especially to those families in the recent time that are affected by death, but really for all of us as members of His church. Comfort us with those words and this truth. A saint's death, precious in the eyes of God. Let's look at 3 points this morning. What that means, why that's the case, and then also who. What, why, and who. A saint's death, precious in the Lord's eyes. Beloved, when we face the reality of death, what we most often do is look at it from our perspective. We focus on death from what we experience and the emotions that we go through. And that is altogether natural because of how profoundly affected we are when loved ones of ours die. They're our loved ones. We have relationships with them. And because death is so final, those relationships are broken and we are profoundly affected by it. Naturally, it's not bad, it's not wrong, it's not sinful. But naturally, we look at death most often from our perspective and from what we go through. And when we look at it from our perspective, the way we describe it is very much different from the way that we have it described in this text. And that's what makes this text so startling when you read it. Precious in the eyes of God is the death of His saints. If we were to take death and the death of our loved ones and match that with an adjective, what kind of words would we come up with? In our eyes, from our perspective, the death of our loved ones is difficult. It is. For the Boomers family right now, there probably won't be a more difficult time, or this will be one of the most difficult times in their lives. From our perspective, from our point of view, the death of our loved ones is heart-wrenching. It's heartbreaking to see a father, a grandfather, a husband, an uncle, a mother, a child taken from a family. From our perspective, the death of loved ones, and we can say this in moments of weakness and sin, we can say wrong even, shouldn't have happened. You can question sinfully why it does happen. From our perspective, the death of loved ones is untimely. Never the right time. From our point of view, we always want one more year, one more month, one more week, at the very least, one more day. From our perspective, the death of loved ones is tragic. Tragic, very simply, I think originally means that which brings sorrow. And certainly, when loved ones die, there's much sorrow. Those are the types of adjectives that we put together with death. And admittedly, all of those across the board are of a negative nature. And that's because of what death is for us, people of God. It's very, very hard. This all goes back to the origin of death. Why is it that when we speak of death from our point of view, those are the types of adjectives that we ascribe to it? Well, it goes back to the very beginning, what death is. Death is the judgment of God upon sin. God's word to Adam, in the day that thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. It goes back to the fact that death is so very final. Death is violent, if you think about it. It tears apart. God created us body and soul. That's what makes us a human being, not just our bodies, not just our souls, but body and soul together. But what does death do? Death violently rips those two apart so that the soul goes to heaven and for a time the body goes into the grave. Death is violent in that it tears apart relationships. So much so that when you look at the marriage relationship, what's the one exception to a spouse remarrying? Death. So final is death. Death is so difficult because of what death does and because of what death is. But beloved, the sermon does not end right there. We don't say amen right now because we don't look at death only from our perspective this morning. What God says to us this morning is don't look at it from your point of view only, but my people, look at it from my point of view. You may say sad, difficult, tragic, heart-wrenching, untimely. God says, precious. Precious. In my sight is the death of my saints. You look at that and you say, how can that be? And we'll get to that in the second point of the sermon. But let's see that for a moment. That in the eyes of God, the death of His saints is precious. Precious is that which is good. Literally, the word there means weighty. And when applied to the world, for example, of metals, gold, weighty, it's precious, it's valuable. God says that the death of His saints is like that. In His eyes, it's valuable, it's precious to me. That which is precious is always associated with that which is good. Think about that in your own lives. What do you consider to be precious? What do you consider to be valuable? It's those things in your life that are good. You look at your diamond ring or your wedding ring. It has value to it, intrinsic value because of the gold, but also sentimental value because of what it means. It's precious to you. It's valuable to you. You look at your children, the covenant seed that God has given to your family, and you see them and you say, they're precious to me, they're valuable to me because of what they have been given to me by God. In the eyes of God, people of God, the death of His saints is precious, it's valuable to Him, it's weighty, it's important. And now we need to see why that's the case. Very eager to get to this point of the sermon because this really is the heart of it all. And by the way, just to back up a little bit, it's striking in the text that God says that it's the death that is precious. If we were to formulate verse 15 of this text on our own way, we wouldn't put it this way. Based on the Scriptures, what we would say is that in the eyes of God, His saints or His people is precious in their death or connected to their death. What we would do if we wrote this verse was put together the preciousness with the people themselves, the saints. And that certainly is true from the Scriptures. We are precious in and of ourselves because of Christ's work. But that's not the text. The text, strikingly, says that it's the death of saints that is precious. Why? And like I said, I'm eager to get to this point of the sermon because this is the heart of it for us. And it's this point right here that really draws this all together and allows us to be comforted from the Scriptures this morning. It's not simply a truth that is the way it is, but God gives us reasons from His Word why death is precious in His sight. Beloved, the death of His people is precious because there is another death that is more precious to Jehovah God. And that's the death of His Son, Jesus Christ. God says to us in His Word this morning, in my eyes, the death of my people is precious because what is more precious to me is Jesus Christ and His death. And there is nothing that we go through that points us more clearly to Jesus Christ and His death than when people of God on this earth die. That's why, fundamentally, God says death of saints is precious in His sight, because what brings glory and honor to God more than anything is the work of Jesus Christ on that cross and Jesus Christ in that grave arising victoriously. And through the death of His saints here on this earth, what is exalted, what is highlighted, what is called to our attention more at that time than in any other time in our lives is what Jesus Christ did for the church. I say again, the death of saints is precious in God's eyes because His own Son and His death and His work is precious to God. It was so valuable to God because it took His own life, the shedding of His own blood, the outpouring of His wrath upon Jesus Christ to make it possible and to really efficaciously work the salvation of His people. Think about it. Think about death, the death of our loved ones in connection with Jesus Christ, and you see how when this happens, what is exalted more than anything is Christ and His work. Because of Christ, in His suffering, in His dying, in His arising from the grave, all of our sins are forgiven so that when the saint dies, the moment they die, they are in heaven with Jesus. Because of Christ and His suffering and because of His death and His arising from the grave, that enemy of death itself is conquered and defeated. Because of Christ and all of His work, the grave in which we place our loved ones will not hold them, but one day they will arise victoriously because of Christ. The enemies of sin, the enemies of death are altogether defeated, so that when a believer dies, God says it's precious and valuable because through that Jesus Christ is exalted. What God is saying to us as His church this morning is simply this. Look at death and see it from My perspective. And in seeing it from My perspective, look at Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. That's the most fundamental reason I believe that death is precious in the sight of God. But we can say more than that this morning. It's precious in God's eyes when a believer dies, because through that death, they are led to be with God Himself and they are led to see Jesus Christ Himself. There's an allusion to that in the text. The text does not just say that to God, death is precious. It says, in the eyes of God, the death of His saints is valuable. The eyes, seeing. And at the very least, it's implied that it is precious in His sight because through the death of His saints, God sees that, and in turn, the saint that dies, no longer on this earth, spiritually in heaven, seeing the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And as the vehicle to get to that point, which is death, it becomes valuable in God's eyes. There's somewhat of a correlation here with us on this earth. If we have loved ones who live in another city far away, and as a father, for example, we're able to go out on business and be in that area and have an opportunity to visit them, but there's only one flight with the timing and everything that will make it happen, what do you say about that flight? It's precious. It's valuable to you to get on that plane, to get the accomplished goal, which is to be reunited and to see your family. That's what death is. It's not the punishment anymore, but it's the passageway that brings a believer to be with Jesus. And as such, that death itself then becomes valuable in the eyes of God. God changed it because of His love for His people, He changed it so that it doesn't function like it did before, but it functions in such a way as the vehicle to take the believer to be with Jesus. And there's joy in that in and of itself. There's joy in heaven when on this earth a man or a woman turns in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's joy in heaven. Saints and angels rejoice when that takes place on this earth. Saints and angels rejoice too when they welcome into heaven the deaf or a believer after they die. And for that reason too, it's valuable in the eyes of God. Death is precious as well in the eyes of God, because through that, the church is led to exalt, the church is led to glorify, and the church is led to give thanks to God for who He is and everything He has done for us in Jesus Christ. It's striking that in Psalm 116, on either ends of the text, there's talk about going into God's house, paying my vow, being together with God's people in Zion, in Jerusalem, in the church. I realize that I haven't been around for very long, and in the grand scheme of things, haven't seen very much. But I can't think of anything that leads the church to come together and leads a family to meditate upon the things of God than the death of a loved one. All of a sudden, the things of this earth aren't very important anymore. It's not that big a deal that we get caught up in all of the things of this earth through death. What is led to happen is the church comes together, we bear one another's burdens, so thankful we can be for one another at these difficult times. Through death, the church is led to see that if we didn't have God, we would have nothing. Through death, the church is led to confess that my only Savior is Jesus Christ, and in body and soul, I belong to Him. Through death, the church is led to say, may God be glorified. He is good. His mercy and His love is overflowing. So that when a believer dies, God can say, through that, I am glorified. Valuable in the eyes of God. When we see this truth, it changes then the way in which we approach the death of our loved ones. This doesn't mean that we don't shed tears. This doesn't mean that there is no more sorrow. Of course not. The breaking of the earthly tie is too strong. But nevertheless, it changes the way in which we deal with it. Imagine if this couldn't be said of God. Imagine if God's perspective of death was the exact same as our perspective of death. And the only way that we could talk about these things in connection with God were all of those adjectives that we used earlier that we use for our experiences. What if, with respect to God, God had to say that death is only difficult, death is only tragic, death is only untimely? What if that was the case? Death is only heart-wrenching. We would have nothing. We would mourn the same way the world mourns, with no hope. But because this is true, and for the reasons this is true, we can shed those tears and we can have heavy hearts, and we will. But we do that with good hope and good comfort that God is good and that all things are working out for His good. Exactly because death brings glory to His name, death exalts Jesus Christ, and death brings the church together. It's exactly this that allows us to be comforted in the difficult times when our loved ones die. Beloved, we need to see from this text one more main point, because it comes out to us very clearly, and that is the who. It's not the case that precious in the sight of God is the death of all people. For some, for those who are not members of the church, for those who are unbelievers, The death is still what it was at the very beginning when God said those words to Adam and Eve. It's judgment, it's punishment, it's wrath. It's not precious for all men, but it's precious, the text says, for saints. It's interesting that in the Scriptures there are several words used to describe the people of God, and the word used here is saints. And typically the word saints refers to holy ones. That's not really the idea of this text. The emphasis of the word there, translated saints, is on the activity of faith. A better word may be the godly or the believers. And by emphasizing the activity, God is teaching us something by that. Notice too that it says His saints. Very important personal pronoun. These are God's people. That when they die, it's precious in His sight. What we take away from this is that we can see the activity of faith, their activity while they were on this earth. They are the believers, and it's exactly that which gives us this good hope and comfort in their death. God is saying, it's precious in My sight, and it can be precious in your sight too, and you can be comforted through that because they are saints, they are godly, and you saw that evidence of their faith all their life long. So that the moment that they die, you have no reason to doubt that they are with their Savior in heaven. Beloved, this is for those who have been given to Jesus Christ, and this is for those whom Jesus Christ laid down His life. And we can be absolutely confident of this because of the who of the text elsewhere. It's not just the saints that we're going to talk about here, but the who, the subject, is Jehovah. And we end this way because by ending this way, we see that what we have in this text is true back then in the past, is true right now, and it will be true all the way in the future. The subject of this text is Jehovah, the Lord, all capital letters. That literally means He is the great I Am. God's words to Moses, I am that I am. And that right there tells us beyond a shadow of a doubt that what we have in this verse will forever be true for the members of His church. God is not I was, and God is not I will be. God is I am. If God was I was, that means what happened in the past no longer is true right now. He may have loved you back then. He was, but He changes. And what's true right now? Not quite sure if you're a saint anymore in His eyes. If God was, I will be, that means what you have right now, His love shed upon you, may not be there in the future. God's name is I Am that I Am. And what we take from that is that the love that He has for His people right now is the same love that He will have for them tomorrow and into all eternity. What this means is that the same love that He had in eternity for those of our loved ones who have died was the same love that He had for them the day that He died. So that this past Thursday night, it could be said of Mr. Boomer's, precious in His sight was the death of His saint. And what this means for us is that the love shining upon you right now is the same love that God will have upon you the day that you die, so that the moment that you die, precious will it be in the eyes of the Lord. Our God is Jehovah, the great I Am. And so we end this text simply by saying, it's with that comfort that we deal with and we go through the loss of our loved ones. And it's with that confidence that one day we face our own death. A beautiful word we have here. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of His saints. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, we thank Thee that we could consider this truth this morning, and we pray that Thou wilt work comfort in our hearts from it. We pray that Thou wilt continually teach us from Thy Word, and give us good hope, give us good comfort, give us good assurance. We thank Thee for our Savior, Jesus Christ, and we ask these things in His name alone. Amen.